This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By opening the floodgates to unfettered free speech, Elon Musk has allowed hate to spread far and fast on Twitter.
While the left whines out another distraction about Matt Taibbi catering to the richest man in the world, what do the Twitter files reveal about the inner workings of, as Taibbi described, a Frankensteinian tale of a human-built mechanism grown out of the control of its designer? By 2020, requests from the New World Order disciples to delete tweets were routine. One executive would write to another, more to review from the Biden team. The reply would come back, handled. Twitter was acting as a wrecking ball of political tech censorship, catering to the corrupt Washington establishment, directly impacting and propagandizing a digital town square, which affected the general welfare of the United States, whose lifeblood is protected by the power and freedom of the First Amendment.
And if it turns out there are a lot of us on this list where the DNC targeted us, and I will quote the immortal words of Joseph Welch when he attacked Joe McCarthy for the enemies list he had. At long last, sir, have you no shame?
Yes.
President Biden, all of your stocky little operatives in the DNC who have targeted American citizens, have you, Mr. President, have all of you at last no shame?
Taibbi points out that both parties had access to these tools. For instance, in 2020, requests from both the Trump White House and the Biden campaign were received and honored. But the overwhelming amount of leftist Marxist cucks staffed at Twitter ensured that Democrat Party requests took the front burner, a fact backed up by the overall donations by Twitter to the Democrat Party reaching 99.73%, or $165,969 to Democrats, while $451 went to Republicans in 2022.
Are you worried about these Twitter files coming out? What was that experience like having Kellyanne, who's always in control of herself, sticking this MAGA trolls on you?
It's terrifying. When you get targeted in some of these ways, it's hard to differentiate between what is somebody just online trying to rattle you and what's a real threat. You see in things like Pizzagate that online conspiracies can mobilize very real and very direct offline violence. I saw those harms, I experienced those harms, and now it was those harms through a mainstream news outlet being held up in the Oval Office by the former president of the United States, and that is deeply terrifying.
What does appear to be illegal to the point of treason is that a false narrative of possible foreign hacks supposedly behind the Biden laptop debacle was manufactured by Silicon Valley, the media, and the DNC.
Well, we know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's been clear for well over a year now that they've been pushing this false narrative about the vice president and his son.
According to internal emails, there was zero evidence of foreign interference occurring. What did occur was a meltdown of internal Twitter censorship spearheaded by top Twitter management, with the result of ultimately burying a critical story under false pretenses in order to sway popular opinion and alter the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. In retrospect, we now know that, as the New York Post reported, nearly four of five Americans who've been following the Hunter Biden laptop scandal believe that truthful coverage would have changed the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. And an even higher number, 81%, said U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland should investigate the laptop. Not only have Twitter employees like Head of Legal, Policy and Trust Vijaya Gotti and Trust and Safety Chief Joel Roth proven that they willingly altered the 2020 U.S. presidential election, but they have demonstrated that Silicon Valley, the Mockingbird media, and the corruption in Washington is an occupying force and a direct threat to the stability and the future of the United States of America.
This cyber insurrection is what I'm calling it. It's an assault on this country, and it's borderline treason if you think about what the executives did at Twitter.
John Baum reporting.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Headlines on InfoWars.com. Update: New Zealand government steals baby from parents after they demand unvaccinated blood for heart surgery. And now they're putting a guardian over the baby, but they've still got the little sweetie pie right there that we can see on screen. I want to first go to a short newscast with the update and then go to them joining us in the middle of the night in New Zealand. Here it is.
Decision has been made in this case of the four-month-old baby and whether guardianship will be put into the court. The judge has ruled for guardianship of this four-month-old baby to be placed into the court so that its heart surgery can proceed as soon as possible. Now, this is only a temporary guardianship of the court for this child, a set period of time until the 31st of January. Now, the court will appoint two doctors as its agents for the purpose of consenting to this child's surgery. All decisions relating to surgery, including the blood products that are used. Now, these medical agents will have to keep the child's parents informed, and remember that the parents remain the agents of all other decisions for this child. Now, lawyers in the court at the hearing yesterday said as soon as a decision was released, they would begin preparations here at Starship Hospital for this baby's surgery to go ahead. They said that that would take about 48 hours to prepare for. So 48 hours from now, it is likely or possible that this child could go ahead with heart surgery in the usual manner on Friday.
Alice, can the family appeal this decision?
Yes, Mike, they do have the right to. At this stage, we don't have any indication, as it's just come out, as to whether that will happen. However, regardless, this order still has effect until any appeal can be heard. So lawyers for the family would need to also apply for a stay to prevent surgery from proceeding. And as mentioned, 48 hours from now, it takes about 48 hours for preparations for that surgery. But this four-month-old child, their medical decisions now being made by court-appointed agents who will consent to the surgery and allow it to go ahead.
Alice, we're going to come back to you later with some more reaction to this, but just repeating that breaking news that a gravely ill baby has been put into guardianship by the Auckland High Court. More on this throughout the bulletin.
So, this is all about the states, the same worldwide UN directed, taking control of your bodies, and now saying we're going to put blood product to people that have a growing prion or spike protein in your body. We have all the medical reports. The governor of Florida has criminal investigations going, a big pharma lying about this, but they're still doubling down. Samantha Savage and Cole Reeves join us. SaveBabyWill.com. Donations needed at buymeacoffee.com/SaveBabyWill. We'll put all that on screen for you. They're up in the middle of the night in New Zealand. We also have the reporter who's going to be joining us. who first broke this travesty so the world would know about this this attack on parents, on bodily autonomy by these Joseph Mengele-esque mad scientists. So Cole Reeves and Samantha Savage, thank you for joining us. Tell us what this has been like and lay out what's happened so far and then the latest news about the supposed guardianship of these doctors taking over.
Thank you for having us. I mean, it's horrendous. It's horrendous what's happening and what's happened and what our baby is facing. And we're feeling pretty upset by it all, as you can imagine. We're just sort of putting one foot in front of the next now.
Yeah, thanks, Alex, for having us on. It's, you know, it's a great honor to be able to, you know, tell the world what's going on here in this country, because it's very criminal. Mm. We're sort of flabbergasted that the legal system's got down to this, where they're essentially medically kidnapping our baby, and then they're going to perform a medical experiment on him, which is now proven to be a medical experiment, because it's been proven in the court the other day, and all the parties agreed that this blood product that they're offering is got some serious problems. And I mean, that was a fact that was brought out in the court and agreed to by the judge and by everyone. So we're just wondering how you can sort of justify going ahead with an operation when you know that there's a problem.
Well, you know, the news always condenses it down, only shows one side. Tell us the timeline here, when this began, when it became a story.
Well, it began, I suppose, at his birth. And then because we are people that haven't decided to take the injection, there was always a lot of fear around us. So, you know, in subsequent baby scans and things in Sam's tummy, all of what should have been picked up was missed through people, you know, being terribly afraid of us because we're not vaccinated. And so, you know, what should have been a problem that could have been addressed a long time ago was only picked up not that long ago, and now it's just blown out into all of this.
Yeah, so basically we've been told that this sort of condition for Will is something that is often picked up in the antenatal scans. So I had the antenatal scan, and it should have taken 2 hours, and it only took an hour because she was just trying to rush it through. And then, you know, there's been 2 echoes that have been done once he was born that also missed it, and the 3rd echo is the one that actually found the problem. And then it was a big rush after that. To try and get the treatment for him. But, you know, again, as a mother knows, I knew that there was something wrong from the very beginning. I'm a trained professional myself, and I knew that what was happening with him wasn't right. There was something going on. And, you know, I pushed the nurses and the people that were coming to our home just to try and figure out what actually was going on. And finally we found out that it was to do with his heart.
So you, with Mother's Intuition, said he was sick, it was proven he was sick, and now your research and common science and experimental injections and a huge international scandal that blood banks say people don't want blood that's been contaminated. They mix the blood together. We've had huge scandals with Bayer knowingly shipping out millions of doses of a blood product. They knew had HIV and hepatitis in it, that famous scandal. And so this is a big scandal. This is a legitimate thing. That you're saying that, you know, there should be a blood banks now that are been given the experimental shots and those that don't. So what you're saying, I think, is being attacked and shut down because it makes so much sense and it's so legitimate, and they don't want any precedent for this.
Yeah, totally. That's exactly right. And, you know, we've been painted in the media as something that we're not. You know, we're loving parents that want actually the very, very, very best for our baby. We know he needs heart surgery. We've been, you know, pleading with the whole medical team here to do it. But please, we don't want blood that potentially could have spike protein. We don't want that. We know that that is, you know, he's got a compromised heart. We don't want to put something in that could be cardiotoxic to his heart.
Which, by the way, as you know, it's now admitted all over the world. Governments admit, the CDC admits here in America, that it does attack young people's hearts. There's no doubt about that.
And especially males. And he's male.
And he's already got an existing heart condition, you know, that is quite rare. And then they're, it's just incredible, but they're arrogantly saying, we aren't going to bother looking for anything in the blood because we deem that the blood people are telling us it's safe, so we won't even look into it.
Mm. Wow. Wow, they have really bitten off more than they could chew. I want to go to break and give you guys the floor and bring in the reporter, Liz Gunn, that broke this anytime. She wants to pop in, but there's so many facets to this. I just want to say as we go to break, I want to thank you for standing up for my rights because this is all a global run thing. So Australia is America, Canada is Germany, yeah. You know, South Africa is New Zealand. I mean, we're all facing the same big corporate biomedical takeover, and we're all going to be faced with this. And so you guys are like the icebreakers just because of the time and, you know, where God put you to be on the front lines saying no. And I want to thank you for myself and my family for standing up for all our rights. People need to go right now to SaveBabyWill.com. You can also donate to these folks to help battle and fight this. Their fight is our fight. This is so important. SaveBabyWill.com or buymeacoffee.com/SaveBabyWill. These monsters want full control of our lives. They're targeting our children with these poison shots. Now they want to put poison blood in them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And there's a lot of background here that I want to get into about your career and what you've witnessed, Samantha, that's let you see what's going on. I see the reports that are even in major studies now that breastfeeding women that have taken the shot, the babies are getting really sick from the spike protein. This is not debatable now that it's infected the blood supply, that it keeps replicating in the bodies. This is a very legitimate concern with the horrible history, not just here in the U.S., but New Zealand, particularly with the Bayer scandal, was one of the worst hit, along with France. It's just outrageous they're doing this. And Cole Reeves, I want you to be able to just to get out all the incredible points here that the world needs to know. And the timeline here of them trying to force this blood product on the baby.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Well, we you know, have been in and out of the system for a little while now. And, you know, just, you know, with the baby's condition. And we... there was a procedure that was performed, and I won't go into what you know, any of that, because it didn't work. And so right there and then, we just said, no, we have to supply the very best for our child that we can possibly supply, which is, you know, we know that this next procedure that they told us about is going to need to have, you know, blood products. And so, you know, we're onto it, people, and we decided to, you know, find a way. And I mean, it seemed simple to begin with, find a way to get blood, you know, donated by our donors that we all found. We found donors, or Sam did. Sam found them. She's an incredible lady that's just, you know, over the top. Well, we found these donors, and we thought that would be a really easy procedure because in the blood website it had, we do direct donor blood services for, you know, if you need that. And so we got the donors ready, and then it seemed like it was the doctor can sign a piece of paper, and you get the service.
By the way, I didn't know this. I was going to ask you this question. I know a lot of people got concerned about tainted blood with all the problems of so many even famous people getting bad blood and dying of HIV or hepatitis or other things, that a lot of people will go out and find friends or family that have the same blood type or a comparable donor, and then they will give blood so you have fresh, good blood for the procedure. You had that, but still they said no. Wow, this is just raw power grab.
Well, it is, and it is. It all boils down to Will can't have his parents make a decision for him, so the state has just said, no, we're not going to even listen to you. We're not going to listen to your concerns. We're not going to do anything. We're going to just take control, and we're going to force this product into this baby because we're not even going to test for it because we don't think there's a problem. I mean, there is a clear problem here, and it's not just the blood. It's actually the state taking control of someone's human right, and it's the state taking control of, well, you know, if they take control of this, what are they going to take control of next? And then we boil down to, hey, this is so big. It's posing so many questions, but we've had to make the stand because there's There's hundreds of thousands of people in this country that didn't want to take the injection. There's millions around the world. And, hey, all of those people right now are having to be forced, if they need a blood transfusion, they're going to have to be forced to take whatever blood is,
That's right.
put into them.
That's right. There's already a huge global debate about the tainted blood supply, the Clintons being involved, knowing they were putting HIV in it with a big company in Canada. It's just so sick. Samantha, I'm told that Will was not alone when you gave birth, that he's a twin who's fine, but thank God doesn't have a heart issue, and that you're also a midwife. So you've seen a lot of this up front. Tell us about those experiences.
I was mandated. When that came in, I was escorted out of the hospital I was working in by security through the mandate. I suppose our governing body, as midwives, has been very, very vocal on their opinions around the vaccination, and they've tried to sort of keep a lot of midwives quiet.
So they're kicking you out of your job. They're coming for your baby. I mean, this. Just like Cole said, this is there's not much more rights to take after this.
No. Yeah, the hospital has and the government has railroaded us as parents. They've tried to silence the parental voice, which is all wrong. We're loving parents, and we've never once said we don't want the operation. We wanted it. We want it. But we want it with the safest blood, and that should be a human right, a basic human right, and it should be a basic human parental right, Since when has the state had the authority to say that I will make those decisions for your baby?
Well, you guys look great for being up in the middle of the night in New Zealand and having twins. We should all be praying for you as well. God's the ultimate arbiter here in my view, but just incredible.
Yeah, well, it is incredible, and we're like I said before, we're a little bit like flabbergasted at the whole procedure. Mm-hmm. It's completely possible to make this happen, and we just can't understand why they're not making it happen. So we've had meetings, and they just said no, we can make it happen, but we're just not going to. Yeah. There's no way we're going to do it for you. In a decent society. Doesn't the entire society rally around to make, things happen to make a baby well? That's what,
Well, they want to do horrible, out in the open, evil things, just like China, to set the precedent for power. And if they own your children, they own your body, they can put tainted blood in you. What else is there? Like all the ancient falling societies demanded human sacrifice. It's the same thing. They just want total control over our bodies.
Yeah, well, so our stance is we're never going to be comfortable with this. Never be comfortable with medical experimentation on a kid with unknown substances.
Wow. We got about a minute and a half to break. We're going to come back with more and the journals that help you guys break this. But what is the timeline? Or you don't know. He obviously needs the surgery. They won't let you get a donor that's safe and healthy. What do you do? Well, what's the timeline? Are they going to try to take him if you don't do it? Or what's going to happen?
Yeah, so they're meant to be doing surgery probably on Friday. Today is Thursday, so tomorrow.
Wow.
And they put security guards on the ward. They're telling me I'm not allowed to take him out. They said if I do, they will enforce police or oranga tamariki on me. So it's just disgusting, trying to make us prisoners in a hospital.
Yeah, so Sam is medically imprisoned right now, and so is the baby, even though the court documents say otherwise. So they've come in last night and threatened us, and we had to exit them from the room that we're imprisoned in. There's just lies surrounding the entire government case and only the truth surrounding our case.
Wow, wait, so you're basically locked up right now in the facility? Wow. Whoa. Okay. This just gets crazier by the minute. It just always gets worse, folks. It doesn't get better until it gets better. Oh, we'll be right back. Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us, through Mother Nature, incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body. And to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
So, Fauci, 4 years ago in a big C-SPAN interview with a bunch of the different directors of federal agencies, bragged and said, we're going to, quote, blow up the old system. We're going to get rid of approved drugs and products. We're going to force through whatever we want, probably using a novel virus out of China, something like the bird flu. We played the clip many times. And now, concerted through the big corporations, telling the UN what to do, They are doing this worldwide, and the governments run by these World Economic Forum stooges, particularly in the case of New Zealand, have had lockdowns only rivaled by communist China, decried by the West, but almost as bad. And Liz Gunn is a former well-known MSM journalist who is now on the right side of history, starting her own independent media outlet last year after she wrote a love letter to New Zealand as she watched Prime Minister destroy her country. She is now one of the leading voices speaking out against the tyrannical government in New Zealand and was asked by a friend to help Cole and Sam with their baby Will's story. Free New Zealand, along with Counterspin Media, have collaborated to make this important story go global, as not only is it about baby Will's life, but it also has implications for people all over the world. FreeNZ.org. FreeNZ.org. We're going to go to her in a moment. But under Stalin's Russia, under Hitler's Germany, if you study the history, they first came with euthanasia and forced medical actions. Then they started euthanizing people forcibly and saying, oh, they wanted it. And they would come take your disabled child, and, oh, they died at the hospital. And now in China and everywhere, oh, the men in white lab coats, they're really military, take you away. If any country tried this, there'd be an uprising worldwide, not just in the country. But if it's medical, oh, it's medical. They admit it's about the Great Reset and total power and control. I wanted to go back and keep them through the rest of the hour, but then go to Liz to get her take on this in a moment. Samantha Savage and Cole Reeves, who I didn't realize are locked up in the medical facility with themselves and the other twin baby to Will, and they're forcing the procedure tomorrow and won't let them use their untainted blood donor, which is a very common practice around the Western world, that people know that having heart surgery is dangerous. You can get really bad stuff in the blood supply, and so you have friends or family that have a comparable type that'll work, do it. They said no, which just takes the level of this to a whole nother level of tyranny. So other comments you'd like to make before we bring Liz Gunn in here, Samantha and Cole?
Yeah, we'd just like to say that we know that God is in charge of this. We're believers. We've got a great faith, and that is really one of the underpinning things as to why we are standing for this, because it's so much bigger than us. It's so much bigger than the baby, and God does not want this to be perpetrated on mankind. He doesn't want it to be perpetrated on the baby. So, you know, we give him all the credit. We give him all the honor. We seek nothing for ourselves. We just seek, you know, his right way for the baby. And you know, so I'm a bit speechless still. But that's where we stand from. We stand from a godly point of view that this is not right in any degree that it's been, you know, played out in.
So, yeah, our faith is what's holding us and keeping us strong and sustaining us. And ultimately we know, that the judge has ruled that the hospital is in favor, you know, but ultimately we know that God is in control.
That's right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And the good news is this. China's having to stop their lockdowns because the people hit the breaking point. They're backing down all over. They're going to try to come back. But it shows when we stand up, and you guys are at the very tip of the spear, we have victory. That's what I want to tell the listeners when they call and thank me on air. You thank me. No. I want to thank you. And I want to thank Liz Gunn, who we're about to bring on, because we're all in this together. And it's the listeners supporting this broadcast, and their word of mouth is just as important as anything we do. The only way this gets out is everybody having the courage to tell the truth and realize how important their voice is to circumvent the censors, the AI, and the tyranny. Your own evil prime minister that's under the control of Klaus Schwab, you know, has just been caught lying everywhere. Her numbers have plunged. Everyone's turning against her. And so we're really hitting that final point of their resistance. And you guys are going to take us over the top. And we pray for your son and you. Let's bring Liz Gunn in here of FreeNZ.org. Liz, thank you so much. I've already followed your work and seen a lot of your work previous to being on with us. So congratulations on what you're doing for freedom. Now give us your expert view on this.
My expert view is this, Alex. God wins either way now. God absolutely wins because many, many Kiwis, thousands, I'd say millions, are waking up in horror and going, even those who've been asleep, who've been going along with the lies of this prime minister, who've been saying she wouldn't hurt us. Oh, she was so lovely in the Christchurch shootings. Oh, she was so trusted. She was a hero of the world. And people around the world who used to think, oh, you've got a great prime minister down there in New Zealand, messages from all over saying, this is monstrous. Who is this monster running your country? How could she stay silent through all of this? Not one word. While this little baby, this beautiful little boy who, remember, there was one other baby, Alex, who was born at Christmas time, who changed the world. Is this another one of those? And Will and Sam, baby Will is just such a beautiful, beautiful creature, but Cole and Sam would never make any claim beyond the fact that he's a very sacred little human baby. But there is something about the energy of this baby that has God's might within him, around him, and reaching out from him into the hearts of many New Zealanders. So God wins either way. And I'll tell you the other side of that, Alex. The government loses. They've won the case and they lose. Why? Because there's no trust for them. There's no respect for them. There's no love. The only thing they're left with is bullying and conniving. Yesterday morning I was in and Sam was being pursued by two big burly security guys. She needed to go. She said to me, I needed to go for a walk, meditate, pray with God, ask for guidance. I needed time out. And I went up to the head nurse and I questioned her. I'm a journalist. I'm trained in law, so I'm good at questioning. But I'm also extremely smart and I was calm. I was clear. I was directed in my questions. But I wasn't intimidated and they didn't like it. And so what they did was trump up a charge that I had intimidated them. I think that was what it was. Came into the room. At one point, there were up to 17, I think about 9 big burly henchmen and a whole lot of supposedly senior nurses and things, one of whom wouldn't even look at Sam. And I kept saying, she is the mother here. Your job is to make this a safe place. This is not a safe environment for this mother who is still feeding her babies. She won't have the milk if you don't look after her. Stop stressing her. Get out of this room. Well, they marched me out of that hospital because I stuck up for a mother, because I questioned why they're putting henchmen to follow her, intimidate her. She will never be broken, but we are so extraordinarily lucky in New Zealand that we had people of this quality, of this caliber of Cole and Sam to stand up for their baby, because I think most other parents would have been broken by the psychological gains that have clearly come from higher up. And we know that this prime minister is capable of the most inordinate cruelty. Interestingly, Alex, all over our Free NZ pages last night were trolls. And we know they're government trolls because they're sort of bots. They've got a look. The pages don't have friends. They don't have comments. But they just put up these cruel, cruel comments and laughter emojis on a night that for most Kiwis has been a night of grave grieving. Grieving for the country that we all long for, that we all feel baby Will is calling us back to. There were candlelight vigils before the trial, before the hearing in court. I'm just shocked at the judge's decision. There was an admission. I'll tell you this, Alex, this was incredible. All the time that I've been engaged with them, right up to the night before that hearing, the doctors in the hospital and the head of NZ Blood Service were arrogantly dismissing the concerns of this well-researched couple, saying, oh, the blood's all the same. What are you talking about? On the night before the hearing in court, a pile of affidavits were delivered to the lawyers for Sam and Cole. And those affidavits were admitting that the blood service knows at least this.
Hold on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. PainMD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me?
Thank you for joining us. Samantha Savage and Cole Reeves have twins. SayBabyWill.com is the baby that the mother discovered had a heart problem, not the medical system, of course. And then they said, oh, we're going to give them the Italian blood. She said, well, I'll get a donor. I'll get people that haven't done it. They said, no, we're doing it. So they sent in dozens of police. They've got them locked up. They're going to do the surgery tomorrow. Now, this is a raping of this child. This is a biological rape. This is medical experimentation. And they just want to normalize all this, but it's not going to be normalized. We should all be praying for little baby Will right now. Liz Gunn, you got caught up on the break. You were getting into the stack of affidavits that came in just recently with people. It's a well-known scandal everywhere how tainted the blood supply is, much less the huge scandal of a blood crisis in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the U.S. and Canada, of people not wanting to take blood from people who have been given an experimental mRNA shot they admit continues to grow prions or protein crystals associated with spongiform encephalopathy type disorders, not just myocarditis.
It's shocking, and we will really need to focus the lens on New Zealand blood. It's called NZ blood. If anybody from anywhere in the world wants to write a protest letter, look up NZ blood and write a letter of extreme protest, because it was their lawyer in the hearing that absolutely blocked this, who said, look, even if the judgment or the decision goes the way of this family, NZ blood will not help them get the unjabbed blood. That was in effect what this lawyer said. It was a very dark last part of that hearing.
That's how they get the people that haven't taken the poison shot. But you got interrupted by the satellite break. Their hard breaks is on over 400 stations. I hate to go to those, but they're hard breaks. You were talking about those affidavits.
The affidavits, they came in, and in those affidavits, finally, NZ Blood admitted, after denying and denying to the face of this family, into their face, that there was any problem. They admitted that they knew that mRNA remnants remain in blood for 14 days, up to 14 days. That's what they admitted. So they have been giving New Zealanders blood that has remnants of mRNA, not pure blood, and they were maintaining this blood was absolutely the same as the blood of unjabbed.
And, of course, they released that to cover their butt, because later, as long as they admit it, they think they're covered. Of course, the real studies show in everyone it continues to replicate. So it doesn't just last 14 days.
Absolutely. And they would have perjured themselves, Alex. You know, it is just shocking what we've seen. We've seen Sam locked down. We've seen her bullied constantly. We've seen her asked to go to meetings late at night when she's breastfeeding the children, when she needs to be looked after. And now we're seeing this baby taken from. And for anybody who thinks it's just this, it's not. As you said earlier, it always goes one step further. How far are we now from the state being able to say, oh, we want this newborn baby to have three injections immediately, and we deem that that's the best thing. And we've got bought-up doctors, we've got whatever else we need to say that that's the right thing. So now you parents have no rights. So every single parent anywhere in the world, or planned to be parent or grandparent, or should I say human, needs to be horrified at what Jacinda Ardern's government has done here in this decision, because ultimately, this lies at the feet of the person leading the country. With one stroke of a pen, she could say, no, we override this. It is not just. It makes no scientific sense because of what they admitted to in court, that there's product in the blood. So I am going to step in as this heroic prime minister. I love to be seen like that overseas. I'm going to step in and finally do something that does not brutalize my people.
But she's a slave of the globalist, and Klaus Schwab, she can't do it. We have the parents, Samantha Savage and Cole Reeves here, SaveBabyWill.com, but they're tough, so I'm going to go ahead and just say this. And I'm a parent of four, and I totally empathetically feel like it's my baby too, so it tears my guts out. But you use the Christ example. Them coming after our children is that innocence under attack. God forbid, and it's not going to happen, we're praying to God, but if this was a Christ-like moment, God forbid the baby does get sick from the blood, they'll try to cover that up, or God forbid something else happens to the baby, it'll be their Waterloo. So they're really rolling the dice right here with this archetypal Christ figure.
Yeah, well, that's right. Liz. They're stepping over the line that can't really be stepped over.
No, elaborate on that, Cole and Samantha.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what's happening here is just the beginning of an authoritarian takeover, and it's coming for all of us if we don't do what Sam and I have, you know, undertaken. And we've realized really quickly that we're standing for every person that wants their own human right and their own decisions for their own family, and everybody that might need a blood transfusion, they don't have any choice. They're getting what they're going to give them, and that's not right. These people have made an informed consent to not have an injection, which is totally their rights, but now you cut yourself and you don't have any rights. You're just going to get pumped full of whatever they deem is safe for you, where it's been proven clearly that it's not safe.
And you're speaking detained with your wife and children in this medical facility, now being converted to a Nuremberg violating angel of death operation. I'm sorry, that's what this is.
Yeah.
We just ask that, you know, everyone just start, speak up, stand tall with us. We want to thank you for,
yes,
you know, all the New Zealanders that are standing with us, Liz and Sue, our lawyer, you know, everybody that's involved in this, Counterspin, you know, all the people that have given hours and hours of their time. You know, we're just asking, please continue, because the fight's not over. We're still standing, we're still fighting for our baby.
You know, unfortunately, we seem to be on the front line this right minute. You know, hey, we'd all rather be somewhere else and doing something else and just on the farm. But it's just so, it's so wrong. We've got to continue standing right to, you know, well, we've got to continue standing right to our last breath now. It's they've decided it's going to be that way. They could have decided to make it go away and sign some papers and it would have gone away. But no, they're challenging good people. They're coming against God and God's will. So, and they're coming against Will. You know, that's our baby's name. Our baby's name's Will, and he's really important. And, you know, God's using this child to awaken the world to that there's a big problem with blood, and we need to have just blood products available that we're all comfortable with. And if people are comfortable with New Zealand's blood service, that's fine. They can have that. But we're having our rights taken away, and we're also having massive deletions from the blood, you know, bank's websites that they offered the service, but now they don't, because we want, you know, something that's so controversial. And hey, the end of the day, the question is, well, you know, if we give these people this, then it you know, poses the question in 6 billion people's mind, what's going on inside me?
And in the free market, everyone will reject their tainted blood, and then that's game over for them. Exactly. You're the first domino to fall. That's why this is so incredibly important. Liz Gunn, comments on that?
Yeah, if the decision had gone the right way, people would have said, wait a minute, does that mean there's a difference between the bloods? Does that mean something was put in my body that is still in the blood system? Does that mean the Prime Minister lied to me about it being safe and effective, which she said over and over? And then all the cards would have fallen down. I'm particularly worried. Somebody sent me last night something about the judge that he rolled out from Bell Gully, a law firm in Auckland. He rolled out the government's climate change. He was in charge of that climate change policy rollout and stepped down from there to become a judge. Now, I just leave that there as a fact. I need to investigate that more, but certainly we'll be looking at New Zealand's blood service. If we have anybody overseas who can reach out with brilliant ideas, the trouble with this decision is if we go back for an appeal, the actual appeal has to go before the same judge. It's the way this was an interim hearing on this application. It wasn't a full trial. And we thought of going to a full trial, and the delays and the stresses that they're putting this family under made me feel that the one option we have is for millions from around the world to contact Jacinda Ardern's office in Wellington and say, we see you. She doesn't like being seen beyond our shores for the cruelty she does. We see you. We do not agree with your decision. You must let this family have the unjabbed blood for their baby.
Well, that's right. Will is the example of us all controlling our own bodies and our own futures. And you're absolutely right. Do 5 more minutes with us. This is so important. SaveBabyWill.com. We're going to go to break for 2 minutes. But ladies and gentlemen, this is just pure tyranny. And they want to just condition us to accept this. We're not accepting this. We're not going quietly into the night. It's not happening. And she's scared. Her numbers are plunging. All of these criminals are in trouble. Fauci's going to get arrested. There's criminal investigations in Florida. We've only begun to fight.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.